So
it's certainly a very tight timetable here.
It is.
Very
tight. You know, let's not worry about it till we see what happens on Monday and Tuesday. I think it may just be crystal clear to us, but there's no worry.
And if we have to come back, you know, because we want something extra, I think it's incumbent on us to carve out the time to do that in some way, because this is an important decision. The town has asked us to make this decision in the timetable that we've been given. And we did this specifically why we did this, which is to make sure we have enough time but allow fair competition. And I think that we need to assure everyone, and I personally can assure everyone, that this is, you know, I'm walking in with the blank slate. What is the Greek? Tabula rasa, right?
There you go.
That's Italian.
Roman.
It's Roman. Italian.
Well, it's not Greek.
Tabula rasa.
Okay. Maybe Greek to you, but it's not Greek
to me. Due to the hour, I don't care. Maybe Armenian, but could we...
So what do you need? All right. Do you need a vote on
it? I need a vote on this. This is the way you're going to do it.
That we're going to use this instrument?
This draft.
Is this this is the instrument that was used by the school building committee?
Yeah, we typically use it.
Did you find this lacking in any way?
No.
What about an area for? I mean, this has a strict scoring format. What about? Were there any
other category?
Yeah, you know, the intangibles that you could rate.
I mean, somehow you got to reduce it to a way to articulate it.
Okay.
Right? I also want to remind
you. It's not that you couldn't come up with a dozen different ways about going about it, but you have to be able to fairly clearly articulate to the public the basis upon which you've made your decision.
This is right out of the designer selection process and approved by council.
I made the statement last night that I feel that we're putting undue pressure upon ourselves where it's not necessary. Again, this final design architect, his plans can be submitted, according to SBA, 120 days before the final construction plans and everything is done. Plansburg can present this entire thing, and I don't think it's given us adequate time. Now, I haven't gone through this process before. I may be surprised. I'm willing to go through this. But I feel it's putting a tremendous pressure on us, undue, and it's unwarranted pressure. But that's my point of view.
Just want to remind you, last Monday, a person sat here who's been a state representative for 13 years and said, if I were you, I would get all your submittals in by June 1st. Anything after June 30th, this superintendent won't handle it. And so if you want the knot tied, you should do it as early and expeditiously as you possibly can.
I understand how you feel. The thing is, the school committee has made a decision we want to move in this process. So unless you want to revisit the issue every meeting and try and convince three other people to suddenly change their mind, I'd suggest you just get on the bandwagon here and let's go with the process,
Carl, comment.
I'd like to respond to that.
John, I don't know if you've been home yet, okay? But when I did stop in for a few minutes tonight, there's a lot of stuff, and my quick glance at it, besides Flansburg, five other architects done a pretty thorough job from first glance, and so.
Oh, as I said before, I mean, I may have a minority opinion, that's fine, but I'm here to express my point of view, and we've already decided, it's been stated, that Flansburg can complete everything we need before June 1st. There's no question about that, and that's the thing I'm pointing out, and I feel a rapid selection of an architect who is going to be, it's a very important phase of the project, $3.4 million, it's very important that we select the best and that we give Reading the best opportunity for the amount of money we're spending. And I don't want to rush the process.
I just don't understand how it would be different if we waited a month. We have the proposals of six really what appears to be, at least on the surface, six very competent architects who are experienced in this type of project. We have a committee of people elected to do just this in the time that we've been given, and we have a situation where we can select the architect who can put their last stamp of approval on the building that they're going to build, because we've had this work done by Flansburg. Flansburg may not necessarily be the person going forward, and when they make that submittal, we want them to be certain that that's the building they're going to build. because we don't want screw-ups on this. We don't want them coming back in August and saying, oh, you know, by the way, you know, they overlooked this, and I want to do it this way, and SBA says, oh, by the way, you know, that's great, but, you know, off the list for a while till we figure out what we're doing, because, you know, we owe it to the community to spend our time evaluating them. They've already spent their time coming at us with proposals that all seem to be very qualified.
If anything,
the decision's going to be difficult because of the quality of these architects.
Move that we proceed with the selection of the architectural firm to design the Reading Memorial High School by using the architectural firm evaluation of...
As presented by the superintendent.
As presented by the superintendent in March.
Second.
2003.
Discussion?
Just want to remind you, these are public documents after you've written on them.
Right.
So what you write on these things become public records. So I just want to remind you.
John, you have a comment?
Just one little thing.